Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So here's what we got coming up. We've been talking about this bombshell dropped about our radio station earlier this week. We are switching day parts with the G-Bag Nation. So we are moving to middays starting Monday.
But they demanded to have a five-hour show, so we do not get to have the five-hour show.
Yeah. We'll be on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. They will be on from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then the KNC Masterpiece. And a lot of times when there's changes at a radio station, it's not a change of the batting order. It's getting rid of a show and bringing in a new show. And that is a major adjustment to everyone's schedules and routines. But make no doubt about it, we understand this is a change to a lot of people's routines. Folks that have listened to the G-Bag for, God, how many years is that? Five straight years with the same lineup now? For mm-hmm. a while? It's
yeah. When we got here, Elf and Slater were middays. And in, I don't know, probably seems like 6 or 7 months after we arrived, G-Bag was moved to midday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so look, the maybe radio is a routine thing. I think more than anything, it's a habitual thing. And, you know, it's like everybody's been listening to G-Bag in middays and us in afternoon drive. It could be a little jarring or unsettling or uncomfortable to change your routine. But the great news is it's already two shows that hopefully you like and support as a Tolo. If you turn on, leave on. I just don't want our listenership to be in silos. I don't want people to be like, yeah, I listen to Sean and RJ, but I don't listen to anything else. Mm-hmm. Or I listen to Ben and Skin, or I listen to KNC or G-Bag and nothing. You know, we want you to listen to everything. That's why you turn it on, leave it on. That's what Tolo means. And so, yes, we're changing our batting order. It's going to adjust our personal routines as well. We're not crazy about that, but we're excited about the opportunity. And what I always tell people is that, man, when you get a job in radio, it's so awesome because it's not real work. Compared to real jobs, it's not. We've had a bunch of real jobs. I've had terrible jobs. I sold shoes in the mall at one point. I worked in a ceiling fan factory. I worked in credit card collections. I've had some crap jobs. This is the job lottery. We grew up here in Dallas-Fort Worth, so to be on the air talking about the teams we've rooted for our entire lives, this is a dream come true. And so if just because they say, hey, we want your show to be on this time, from this to this, as opposed to this, whatever, man. I can't believe I still work in this business, and I'll take it. Thank you. So I'm super stoked about, just switching things up. And, it's going to be different. We're going to have to get up a lot earlier.
We're going to have to get up a lot earlier and make some changes. But ultimately, it's going to be good for everybody. It's going to be good for the G-Bag Nation. It's going to be good for us. We can't get too much into it now, but we have let everybody know that we've got a big announcement coming that's big for me and Ben. I think it's going to be big for the whole station and big for our show, and we're excited about all that. And that's coming down the pike in a month or so. And so when you hear that news, hopefully you'll be as excited as we are and you'll take part in it and all that kind of stuff. And kind of understand where we're going with all this. But we are cognizant that this upsets a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons. But ultimately, your shows that you like aren't going away. It's what we want you to take out of this. We're all staying here. We're all staying and moving in the same direction. And so it's going to feel different to you for a week, and then you're going to settle right back in and figure out ways to get all the stuff that you want to get.
And if it does it impact your schedule, pretty much every show post a lot of their podcasts online at 1053thefan.com, or you can go to iTunes and you can find that and enjoy that. I always encourage people to just save that for, you know, do that on the weekend, you know, like you save all that, they keep the station on. You got all these podcasts to get you through. But more than anything, I think, like, I do, you're right, Ben, like, there's a lot of people who have a lot of routines get messed with things like this, but it's all going to be okay, because we're all friends, and we're all tight, and we're all pulling for each other, so the last thing I want to see is someone go, well, I'm not going to do that, and it's like, well, why, man?
Right.
Like,
why
all,
wouldn't you?
We're all going to do it. Like, we're all doing the same thing.
If you're Ben and Skin listener, you don't help us by saying, oh, I'm not listening to G-Bag. And if you're a G-Bag fan, you don't help them by saying, I'm not listening to Ben and Skin.
Right.
You help all of us by being a Tolo. And that's why we're grateful for all you guys, the folks who are loyal to the station. And man, Skin and I have been on this amazing ride. When did we go full-time in radio? 2008.
August. Right here.
August of 2008. We were the first show ever to be on 105 Through the Fan. They played marching band music for like 3 or 4 hours. And then bam, we were on the air.
3 o'clock.
And we replaced Russ Martin, and we got death threats. I mean, it was not a pleasant time. That was a hostile environment.
And I think we kept some of those people that tried to kill us.
And you got to see what happened in that Cowboy game.
And so, look, we've bounced around. We've been at different radio stations. We've been in different day parts. But what matters the most is those of you who have gone on this journey with us. I can't begin to tell you how special it is when we're out and about and we get to meet you face to face. It's incredible. To find somebody that appreciates your work. I mean, we're working a difficult business. It's hard to get your foot in the door. It's hard to even get a job. And it's damn hard to keep a job. It's really difficult to do.
Especially when your FaceTime's just going off.
2 days in a row.
You get a lot of FaceTimes. Yeah,
2 days in a row.
Yeah, sorry. I need to turn the volume down on my computer.
Ed Warder, man.
You're fine. But I do get sentimental thinking about this, because we went to back-to-back World Series. We took all of our listeners with us. We went to the Mavs winning an NBA championship. We took our listeners with us. We've been on Dallas Cowboys journeys. You know, we shared the death of my dad in 2005, you know, sharing that story and some of the things that happened all along the way. You know, the Thanksgiving debacle, the gravy going to set it off. And, you know, I've tried to share as much as possible from my personal life. That's just my choice of what I like to do. And, it always amazed me when I'd listen to other shows and I can remember, oh yeah, that host had a toddler. And then, hey, did you hear that host's kid is graduating from college? I'm like, what?
What?
I feel like that kid grew up. I while I was listening. And, I feel that way about my kids now. They're 13, 11, and 8. All those odometers are about to roll over another year. And, we've shared a lot of stories of raising our kids. We've kind of, you know, group think. We've kind of, I guess that's not the way to put it. We've crowdsourced things and tried to figure out the answers to things. I don't know. We have a special bond with our listeners. And Skin, when we left another radio station and came over here, a ton of our listeners came with us.
I want to say something about that right quick.
Yep.
So one of the things that Ben and I and KT and Shippy are really proud of is that there are more Ben and Skin podcast downloads per month than any other show on Intercom Dallas. Not just our station, all the stations.
6 stations.
And it's by a significant amount. And I don't think that's because I think we have more fans than the other shows. And I don't think it's because we have better shows than the other shows. I think it's that when me and Ben came over from ESPN, we changed day parts. And so people that used to listen to us middays that couldn't because of their jobs, they kept up with us through podcast. And when their lives changed, they kept up with us through podcast. And that's why we have those really high numbers. And we respect that, and we love that, and we're very appreciative of that. And so what I'm saying is, you will find, if your schedule doesn't allow you to hear us anymore in the afternoons, or doesn't allow you to hear G-Bag in the middays anymore, you will find ways to get this content. It's all over the website. It's all over our YouTube page. You know, we got a YouTube page. If you want to go subscribe to that, you can subscribe to our Twitter account, at Ben and Skin, for all our podcasts. G-Bag's doing the same. You're going to find ways to get that content. We had a ton of listeners. that came over with us from the old station, and they became G-Bag fans, and their midday show totally accommodated their schedule better. Those people are about to get us in a more accommodating circumstance. But there's ways to get everything that you want. But what we really want you to be is a Tolo and listen all the time anyways.
Which means this wouldn't really impact you that much, and which is what we hope for. But we do want to do this. We have a song. That was KT put this together. It's very emotional. I might cry during this, but it's
go Roy.
It's
go
basic, for Roy. It's basically, guys, I appreciate you. If you've been on this journey with us, then you'll get a lot of this. This is us raising our glass to our afternoon drive listeners, celebrating the memories, and hoping you'll come along with us to middays.
Thank you, Ben Rogers, for recommending the coverage.
It's gonna be a good year.
Back in my heyday,
Dilly Dogs are where it's at.
Rico gon' Rico.
Jeff Swim, do you want to get in on this, bro?
I'm a fun guy.
Hello, I've waited here for you.
There's a warrior spirit about me.
Never long.
Marowitch.
Tonight. Put their throat on the neck.
Throw myself into out of the red.
Do we have G-Bag flags, Big Dog Jeremy?
Some wangs. I'd like to bring home some wangs for dinner.
Tell us what you're thinking.
Come down and waste away with me.
This is hers?
Down with me.
It's a great question.
Slow out. You wanted it to be.
Tipper laws and things like that.
Probably best day of my other life.
And I wonder,
I'm Fartman on Snapchat.
When I sing along with you.
Woof, woof, skip, just skip,
wait.
What's up, homies?
The only thing I'll ever ask for you. Gotta promise not to stop when I say.
He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
I love my little dudes.
That kid's got a great arm.
That's a robot?
I don't know.
He's a black angel.
A boob.
I'd never heard of that before.
What's the dirtiest joke Coach Marinelli ever told you?
The 5 o'clock hour, money hour for the PM drive.
Stop the hype.
And I wonder,
let's talk about the Mavs, fourth set. Yeah.
Some.
With you.
Oh.
Could you ever feel this real?
Could ever be this good?
It's good again, good again.
Kevin Turner writes in and says,
go Mean Green.
Jonathan Shipman says,
I'm pretty horny right now.
The by the county numbers, maybe.
She said,
I watch more football than you do.
Oh.
You might want to call an ambulance.
Everything you ever feel this sweet forever.
Have you ever sent an eggplant emoji to anybody?
Oh my God, you're just the yummiest thing I've ever seen.
I'll see you in Oxnard, sir.
Good job,
Mr. Concentration period of college students, 5 minutes, high school is 3 minutes, kindergarten is 30 seconds. You don't have that, so where's that put you?
Thank you to everybody who's been on this journey with us to this point. And
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Roy. We love you too.
God, I hate that we can't take our drops to the midday slot.
We are taking our drops.
I don't think we can.
Yes, we can.
The journey continues on Monday, just from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll see y'all there.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.